Thanks for tapping in.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear from Brian Lynn and Anna Mateo. Later, we will present our American history series, The Making of a Nation. But first, here is Brian Lynn.
Many Asian nations have reported a rise in COVID-19 infections following the Lunar New Year holiday. Lunar New Year was widely celebrated in China and other parts of Asia beginning February 1st. The celebrations came as many countries kept pandemic restrictions in place in hopes of preventing virus spread. The rules included limits on the size of public and family gatherings. In Hong Kong, officials reported a record rise in COVID-19 cases, with 614 local infections identified. Hong Kong has established a zero COVID policy that aims to quickly stop new outbreaks before they have time to spread widely. The policy calls for lockdowns at housing buildings that experience a large number of infections. Hong Kong has also banned restaurants from operating after 6 o'clock at night. Edwin Chai is with Hong Kong's Center for Health Protection. He told reporters on Monday that officials expect to see more cases in the coming days. With our current containment measures, we hope we can still contain the disease, Chai said. Singapore has reported a sharp rise in COVID-19 infections after last week's holiday. Officials there said new cases reached 13,000 on Friday. The city-state has reported more than 100,000 cases over the past month. But officials say about 99% of cases are considered light. Many of those infected have shown no signs of sickness. Other Asian nations have seen similar increases in case numbers as the Omicron version of COVID-19 has become dominant. Officials in several countries report that Omicron has a much lower rate of hospitalizations and deaths than the earlier Delta version of the virus. In Japan, nearly 90,000 new cases nationwide were reported on Sunday. This included 17,526 in Tokyo. Experts say the infections are now spreading to older people who are beginning to fill more hospital beds. In Indonesia, case levels were close to the height of last year's Delta version outbreak. On January 6th, Indonesia recorded 533 new COVID-19 cases and 7 deaths. On Sunday, the daily number was 36,057. Daily deaths rose to 57, nearly 4 times the rate 1 week ago. In Thailand, officials reported more than 10,000 daily cases Monday for the third straight day. But the Department of Disease Control said the number of severely sick patients was dropping and the death rate had stayed about the same. In South Korea, officials reported 38,691 new cases of the virus. Health experts warned the country may see daily increases of 130,000 or 170,000 by late February. In Vietnam, officials had warned that infections may rise after the popular New Year holiday. Over the past month, Vietnam has reported just 192 cases of Omicron, with most of those showing few or no signs of sickness. The Philippines has moved to ease COVID-19 restrictions and open its doors to foreign visitors. Officials reported Sunday that case numbers eased to about 8,300 on Sunday. That was down from a high of 39,000 in mid-January. In mainland China, new local infections continue to move up and down. Cases fell as low as 9 on Friday, but rose again to 45 on Monday. The majority of the new cases are in the southern area of Guangxi. China ordered severe restrictions and mass testing ahead of the start of the Beijing Winter Olympics, which began last Friday. I'm Brian Lin.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, many people around the world started spending a lot more time indoors. That's where many saw room for improvement. Demand rose sharply for home improvement services and supplies. But people still found ways to make simple changes to improve their home environment, including adding plant life. 2 years into the pandemic, the interest in houseplants is still going strong. Social media is helping to make some plants houseplant stars. Plant experts recently talked to the Associated Press about the trends in houseplants, which ones were popular, and which ones are becoming more popular. One loser is the cactus. It has been popular over the last 10 years, but now the plant is losing fans. People are now looking for plants that help a home feel warm and loving. The sharp needles of many cactus plants may send a different message. Steadily growing in popularity over the past few years is Monstera deliciosa. It is also called the split-leaf philodendron. Although some experts say Monstera deliciosa is not really a philodendron. Another popular plant in the Monstera family is the Swiss cheese plant. Swiss cheese has holes in it, and so do the leaves of this plant. Puneet Sabharwal is CEO and co-founder of the Horti houseplant subscription service. He told the AP that looks are what make them popular, but he added that some plants that are hard to buy also become popular. In the past, Sabharwal explained, the monsteras were not available in small sizes, and he added they were costly. So hobby gardeners shared clippings, small pieces of the plant, with each other. Then they would post the plants on Instagram with the hashtag Monstera Monday. This, Sabharwal said, helped to increase the popularity of the plants. These days, those plants are easier to buy. The current Monstera trend is fueled by its good looks, social media presence, and ease of care, Sabharwal said. They are hard to kill, and you only need one to add the feel of a jungle to your house. Climbing plants are also popular. Social media sites show images of rooms filled with vines rooted in containers. They spread over furniture, doorways, and other things in the room. Philodendrons are a desirable climbing plant, as are large Hoya and Pothos plants. These are all easy to care for. The beauty of vining plants is that you can easily take a clipping and make another, Sabharwal said. And they do not take up a lot of floor space because they grow vertically or up and down. Do you like a little drama with your house plants? If so, a carnivorous, bug-eating plant might be for you. They can be difficult to grow, but they are very interesting to talk about. Damon Collingsworth is co-owner of California Carnivores. It is the largest carnivorous plant store in the U.S. When we opened in 1989, no one was interested because the plants were kind of weird. But, he said, weird is desirable now. Again, social media may have played a part. Many TikTok videos show the plants eating bugs. In September of last year, a video showing a jumping spider living in a pitcher plant quickly got 15.8 million views after it was posted to TikTok. Traditional gardening organizations have also showed respect for these quiet green killers. Last summer, the yearly BBC Gardeners World Live included a carnivorous plants display for the first time. The event in the British city of Birmingham has been taking place for 30 years. Collingsworth said his biggest sellers are Cape sundews and butterworts. Both are among the easiest carnivorous plants to grow indoors along a sunny window. Tropical pitcher plants are also on trend, but they require more care. Watering them is a balancing act. Collingsworth says their soil should be kept slightly wet, but not too wet. And it needs only a short drying period between waterings. These types of plants require mineral-free water or rainwater. Also, they need very little fertilizer, because they get nutrients from the insects they eat. However, when the plants are low on live food supply, Collingsworth suggests adding some fertilizer to each pitcher plant's mouth. You can also spray the leaves of other plants with liquid fertilizer once a month. They are so different from everything else, he said, and also really beautiful. Perhaps because of the pandemic, more people need the healing power that nature, even a small plant, can provide. Whatever the reasons, more and more people are bringing nature into their homes. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Ana Mateo.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in VOA Special English. The 1920s were a time of economic progress for most Americans. During the administrations of President Warren Harding and President Calvin Coolidge, many companies grew larger, creating new jobs. Wages for most Americans increased. Many people began to have enough money to buy new kinds of products. The strong economy also created the right environment for many important changes in the day-to-day social life of Americans. The 1920s are remembered now as an exciting time that historians call the Roaring Twenties. Kay Gallant and Harry Monroe tell more about that period.
The 1920s brought a feeling of freedom and independence to millions of Americans, especially young Americans. Young soldiers returned from the World War with new ideas. They had seen a different world in Europe. They had faced death and learned to enjoy the pleasures that each day offered. Many of these young soldiers were not willing to quietly accept the old traditions of their families and villages when they returned home. Instead, they wanted to try new ways of living.
Many young Americans, both men and women, began to challenge some of the traditions of their parents and grandparents. For example, some young women began to experiment with new kinds of clothes. They no longer wore dresses that hid the shape of their bodies. Instead, they wore thinner dresses that uncovered part of their legs. Many young women began to smoke cigarettes, too. Cigarette production in the United States more than doubled in the 10 years between 1918 and 1928. Many women also began to drink alcohol with men in public for the first time, and they listened together to a popular new kind of music, jazz. Young people danced the foxtrot, the Charleston, and other new dances. They held one another tightly on the dance floor, instead of dancing far apart.
It was a revolution in social values, at least among some Americans. People openly discussed subjects that their parents and grandparents had kept private. There were popular books and shows about unmarried mothers and about homosexuality. The growing film industry made films about all-night parties between unmarried men and women. And people discussed the new ideas about sex formed by Sigmund Freud and other new thinkers. An important force behind these changes was the growing independence of American women. In 1920, the nation passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which gave women the right to vote. Of equal importance, many women took jobs during the war and continued working after the troops returned home. Also, new machines freed many of them from spending long hours of work in the home, washing clothes, preparing food, and doing other jobs.
Education was another important force behind the social changes of the 1920s. More and more Americans were getting a good education. The number of students attending high school doubled between 1920 and 1930. Many of the schools now offered new kinds of classes to prepare students for useful jobs. Attendance at colleges and universities also increased greatly, and colleges offered more classes in such useful subjects as teacher training, engineering, and business administration. Two inventions also helped cause the social changes. They were the automobile and the radio. The automobile gave millions of Americans the freedom to travel easily to new places. And the radio brought new ideas and experiences into their own homes. Probably the most important force behind social change was the continuing economic growth of the 1920s. Many people had extra money to spend on things other than food, housing, and other basic needs. They could experiment with new products and different ways of living.
Of course, not all Americans were wearing strange new flapper clothes or dancing until early in the morning. Millions of Americans in small towns or rural areas continued to live simple, quiet lives. Life was still hard for many people, including blacks, foreigners, and other minority groups. The many newspaper stories about independent women reporters and doctors also did not represent the real life of the average American woman. Women could vote, but three of every four women still worked at home. Most of the women working outside their homes were from minority groups or foreign countries. The films and radio stories about exciting parties and social events were just a dream for millions of Americans. But the dreams were strong, and many Americans, rich and poor, followed with great interest each new game, dance, and custom.
The wide interest in this kind of popular culture was unusually strong during the 1920s. People became extremely interested in exciting court trials, disasters, film actors, and other subjects. For example, millions of Americans followed the sad story of Floyd Collins, a young man who became trapped while exploring underground. Newsmen reported to the nation as rescue teams searched to find him. Even the New York Times newspaper printed a large story on its front page when rescuers finally discovered the man's dead body. Another event that caught public attention was a murder trial in the eastern state of New Jersey in 1926. Newsmen wrote 5 million words about this case of a minister found dead with a woman member of his church. Again, the case itself was of little importance from a world news point of view, but it was exciting, and Americans were tired of reading about serious political issues after the bloody World War.
The 1920s also were a golden period for sports. People across the country bought newspapers to read of the latest golf victory by champion Bobby Jones. Big Bill Tilden became the most famous player in tennis. And millions of Americans listened to the boxing match in 1926 between Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney. In fact, 5 Americans reportedly became so excited while listening to the fight that they died of heart attacks. However, the greatest single sports hero of the period was the baseball player Babe Ruth. Ruth was a large man who could hit a baseball farther than any other human being. He became as famous for his wild enjoyment of life as for his excellent playing on the baseball field. Babe Ruth loved to drink, to be with women, and to play with children.
The most famous popular event of the 1920s was neither a court trial nor a sports game. It was the brave action of pilot Charles Lindbergh when he flew an airplane across the Atlantic Ocean without stopping. He was the first man in history to do this. Lindbergh flew his plane alone from New York to France in May 1927. His flight set off wild celebrations across the United States. Newspapers carried story after story about Lindbergh's success. President Coolidge and a large crowd greeted the young pilot when he returned to Washington. And New York congratulated Lindbergh with one of the largest parades in its history. Americans liked Lindbergh because he was brave, quiet, and handsome. He seemed to represent everything that was best about their country.
The 1920s were also a time of much excellent work in the more serious arts. We will take a look in our next program at American art, writing, and building during the exciting Roaring Twenties.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.